the storm last night was so scary. The lightning came really close to our house. I'm glad Jesus was with us.
He's always with you, and you can run to him whenever you feel afraid. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. When I was about 11 years old, I remember staying home by myself when my family went out shopping. Suddenly, a big storm came up while my family was gone, and I was terrified, so much that I couldn't sleep in my own room for a couple of months. Have you ever felt so afraid in your life? Ask Jesus to remind you of his protection and to comfort you. And remember Psalm 46, verse 1. It says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. If you've ever been afraid and in trouble, our story is perfect for you. It's called Run to Jesus. Savannah was swinging outside, staring up at the new buds forming on the tree branches. Suddenly, she heard an angry chattering sound. A cute, fluffy brown squirrel shot across the yard and climbed the nearest tree. Asia, Savannah's calico cat, darted after the squirrel, then sat at the base of the tree, meowing pitifully. Asia, Savannah said, giggling, leave that poor squirrel alone. She turned to her younger sister. Bethany, did you see Asia chase that squirrel? Yeah, Bethany grinned. We almost had to rescue that squirrel just like we rescued that baby bunny last time. Good thing we have trees in our yard that the squirrel can run to, Savannah said thoughtfully. Hey, that reminds me of what Dad was talking about yesterday. When we get overwhelmed and scared by things in life, we can freeze in fear like that poor bunny did, or we can run to Jesus, like that squirrel ran to the tree. Like that storm last night? That was scary, said Bethany. The lightning was so close to our house, it made me think of the Bible story about the disciples getting caught in a storm. They must have been terrified to be on a boat during a storm like that. And then to see what they thought was a ghost on top of that fear? Savannah shook her head. I like how Jesus told them right away that it was him walking on the water and not a ghost, said Bethany. He reminded them he was with them and not to be afraid, just like Dad reminded us that Jesus was with us in the storm last night. Peter actually got out of the boat and went walking to Jesus on the water. Of course, he got scared later when he saw the waves coming at him, but he did cry out for Jesus to save him, Savannah recalled. And Jesus saved him immediately, Bethany yelled in excitement. Savannah grinned at her younger sister. I'm so glad we have a loving God we can run to whenever we're afraid. Jesus was there for Peter, and he'll be there for us because he saved us too. The squirrel chattered from the safety of its tree branch, and Bethany laughed. I think Mr. Fluffytail agrees. So how about you? Do you ever get frozen with fear? Whether it's a test coming up at school or a thunderstorm, we all get scared at times. When you feel afraid, remember that you can always run to Jesus. He saved you from sin and promises to always be with you, even when bad or scary things happen. When a situation fills you with fear, trust Jesus to be with you and to help you through it. Once again, our key verse is found in the Psalms, chapter 46, verse 1.
God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble.
And our key thought, run to Jesus when you're afraid.
Hey, Zach, who made God?
Hey, Oliver, what a great question. Nobody created God. God has always been. Now, I know that might be kind of hard to understand, but it can help if you think of it this way. When you look at a perfect circle, you can't tell where it starts or where it ends, right? Well, it's the same way with God. God has always existed, and he always will. In the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 8, the angels worship God by saying this, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Well, I hope that helps. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.